USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Even with the recent discovery of a new COVID-19 strain that is supposedly a variant of concern, according to the World Health Organization, the White House's Office of Management and Budget is telling federal agencies behind the scenes that they should refrain from suspending or firing federal workers who have not complied with Biden's vaccine mandate until the holidays are over. That's according to a memo obtained by ABC News. In a video posted to Twitter, rapid gunfire can be heard in the River North neighborhood in Chicago early Sunday, WBBM-TV reported. Two men were wounded in the shooting. Gun violence continued on the streets of Chicago over Thanksgiving weekend, with police reporting that three people were killed, 26 left wounded, including a teen trying to buy drugs. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PMG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th riot announced that it will hold a vote on Wednesday to recommend Jeffrey Clark, a former Justice Department official, be held in criminal contempt of Congress. Adam Schiff on CNN says the committee won't be obstructed.
I can't go into, you know, what communications that we're having or haven't had with particular witnesses, but we are moving with alacrity with anyone who obstructs the committee. And that was certainly the case with Mr. Bannon. It will be the case with Mr. Meadows, Mr. Clark, or any others.
If the panel votes to hold Clark in contempt, it will then go to a vote of the full House. If the contempt resolution passes, Clark will be referred to the Department of Justice for prosecution. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer, Democrat of New York, on Monday said that he will bring President Biden's spending bill to the Senate floor and that it is his goal to pass the roughly $2 trillion bill by the end of the year. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Now there are smash-and-grab arrests in Los Angeles.
At least four men have been arrested in connection with two coordinated ransackings of a Home Depot outside of Los Angeles. This comes as two Nordstroms, a Louis Vuitton, and a CVS in the area have also been targets of similar crimes. Los Angeles police officer Dion Joseph, appearing on Fox News, explains what he thinks is causing the spike in crime.
They have free, complete reign because our politicians and even our district attorneys, their ideas are more important than victims of crime or protecting their property. So it's a whole different environment right now. Until that changes, we're never going to have, or the citizens are never going to have the support that they need for us to help them.
San Francisco law states that a theft under $950 is only a misdemeanor. Critics believe this makes law enforcement less likely to pursue an arrest and prosecutors less inclined to go after certain cases. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Republican officials in Florida, Iowa, Tennessee, and Kansas are preparing state-level aid designed to help those dislocated by President Joe Biden's sweeping vaccine mandates. Specifically, GOP lawmakers are looking to change unemployment rules in those states to allow those who are fired or forced to quit due to their refusal to take the vaccine to be eligible for unemployment benefits. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.